It's the Mike O'Mara Show.
You're disgusting.
One of my nuggets was hanging out of my shorts.
Welcome back to the Mike O'Mara Show, 877-365-3636. Get on the lines and get on the air. I want to thank Richard Sanders, the roadkill dude.
Thanks, Dick.
Coming up on the show, we've got Mr. Baker from East Stanley from The Office. That's how you know him. His name is Leslie Baker. He will be joining us to talk about all things Office. Tomorrow, big reality show news for you. We've got Paige Davis.
Oh, she is so hot.
From Trading Spaces. And also, this I think it's a relatively new show, Man vs. Wild's Bear Grylls. I love this name. Bear Grylls.
Gorillas?
Grylls, G-R-Y-L-L-S, I think that's how he spells his name. This guy, I've seen this show, and he's a survivalist, and they throw him into the middle of nowhere. They put the camera crew with him, but outside of that, they don't give the guy any help at all. And I've seen a lot of maggot eating, but this guy takes the cake. And,
really?
And he'll teach you how to survive. So we'll talk to Paige Davis and Bear Grylls on the show. Got the second buzz of the afternoon coming up. But first, let's bring Allison in here.
Ah.
As I mentioned at the beginning of the show with the bad news about the restaurant,
yes.
I also had me one of those dandy little migraines today. So let's welcome Allison. I forgot what your last name is. Do you want your last name mentioned or not? I don't know. What is it?
Allison
Kitchen.
I knew it was a good name. Mm-hmm. Allison Kitchen. Have a seat. There we go. All right. We're going to have the floating microphone for you here because, well, you're here to help me.
Allison is a lovely brunette, we should point out, since this is the radio.
Buzz is a big fan of yours, Allison. He's always
I'm a big fan of Buzz.
I think we all are.
Yes, we all are.
Yeah.
We all are. And you are an acupuncturist, right?
I am.
Yes. And I went to you for my back. Didn't exactly, you know, hit home with the back. That happens sometimes.
We didn't have enough time together because I was a good...
I thought that too.
Time. I was a good 50 miles out of the way for you to come visit.
Very difficult. I had a very... You still have your a nice little place down there in Georgetown?
Nope. Now I'm rocking Ashburn and Warrenton.
Oh. Listen to the way we all did that at the same time.
Ashburn's quite close.
Yes. You could come see me on a much more regular basis.
All right.
Now.
Would you like to... Doctor, would you like me to give you my symptoms and tell
very
you what's going
so.
On today?
Yeah.
Okay. Here's the deal. I have a meeting with clients today, and that might have triggered it. I'm not sure.
Yeah, maybe.
I get what's called the, I think it's called scotoma. It's the little blind spot that you get, and then you're all of a sudden, why are you playing?
Acupuncture is an
Asian. You can't hear the music he's playing.
It's an Asian art, isn't it? Isn't it based in Asia?
In fact, am not Asian.
No, I know that. I can see that.
Where in the world is Matt
Hussein? Okay.
Okay, Rob, no more Asian music.
You know what Rob's main job is to do on this show is to distract me every day.
It's working.
I'm in pain. I should not be distracted.
Good job, Rob.
I have got that. Yes,
I'm on point.
Yes, he is on point. So I get the little blind spot in my field of vision, and then shortly thereafter, I have a moment or two where really it's kind of hard to find the words. That happens, too, with migraine sufferers. Happens to me very rarely, but it happened today. I thought it was either that or the big stroke was finally happening.
Right.
Fortunately, it didn't happen. I'm here to do the show. But now it's kind of like I'm all kind of sinusy, and it's like right on the temples, right here, right on my temples. That's where it's kind of a dull ache. And, of course, working with these guys, it just gets worse and worse and worse all the time. So that's kind of where I am symptomatically.
Are we talking both sides equally? Are we talking more one-sided?
A little left side. A little more left side.
More
than
to the left
right side,
although we're feeling... Yeah. Right, as well.
And the best way to describe this feeling is logy. I feel logy because that's what happens after. What was that?
I said,
You can play the music.
No, I don't want to. It's not the time.
I enjoyed it. I did.
All right.
So the loginess behind the eyes is what I have also. And that's it. Those are my symptoms. Go ahead. Ask away. I'm here for you.
Behind the eyes, loginess, and pressure on the temples.
Yeah, yeah.
Anything up top, up here?
Above the eyebrows,
above
anything?
Above the eyebrows.
Trying to think. Yeah, maybe a little
maybe
bit.
Maybe a little bit in here. Bit.
It's like right around this eye area.
Yeah.
It's kind of on the temples and around.
Nothing back here.
Around the eye socket, nothing in the back.
I'm sorry. The music he's playing is nothing back. Maybe a little bit back behind the ear, too.
Oh, okay.
That's right, Rob.
Thank you, Mike.
So that's what I have. And even though I'm laughing, I am a little logy today. Have you said hello to DJ Busby?
No, it's a little weird with the thing.
Yeah, one of the interesting phenomena here at WJFK, they actually let him do commercials.
Yeah.
So anyway. I've got.
Isn't that something?
That is really something. Uh-huh. That's right. No, you're doing really. I think you're doing a fine job. So I've got this pain.
Okay.
So what do you want to do?
I'm gonna put some needles in you, but I have a funny story for you.
Do you like me to take my clothes off first?
Would you like me to take my clothes off first?
Yes. Winner.
Bravo. Yes. What's your story? Go ahead.
Okay. So my story is that when I was on my way to work this morning, I thought, I left all my needles. I had an extra supply of needles sitting on my dresser, left them at home.
Right.
So I emptied my personal stash into the office so that I could use them for clients during the day.
Okay.
And I have left myself with 8 needles.
8 needles. So this is very important for you to put them in the right spot.
I will now attempt to cure your headache with 8 needles.
Where will you put the needles?
Here, more than the headache, do you think there's a chance this will make me feel less logy? Is there a chance at that?
Well, what's interesting is that the points that you are pointing to on your head are actually points that we most associate with people who are have a level of frustration that they're not being heard and that people aren't listening to their plans and needs and desires. So I'm assuming that maybe we can clear some of that.
Okay.
And perhaps the loginess will fade away with the frustration.
You paid
and anger.
Her to say that, didn't you?
No. I didn't. This is fun. All right. Well, then let's see what happens. I'm ready to go. You got your needles?
Yes, I have my needles. And Buzz can, I hear, do the news while we proceed.
Well, don't worry about that. We'll get to him in a minute.
I was going to do a little station planning.
There's no need to, you're not listening to me.
God, good news, Mike, another producer.
That's right. Everybody that's, incidentally, whether you're a celebrity or not, everybody that guests on the show today gets a roadkill. A dead cat.
But no, not a cat.
Not a cat. Well, you've seen them, though, Buzz. It's very sad.
I get sad.
I actually get sad when I see a domestic animal on the side of the road.
That gives me hope.
Why would it give you hope to see a... I see.
No,
not that
he cares. Okay, now tugs at his heartstrings.
Buzzbait, make sure you get the microphone here, and then Allison's going to tell me what she's doing.
Taking off my shoes.
Do I need to do a... Yes, sir.
The shoes are off.
It's a start.
Do I need to take my headphones off?
No.
Oh, I don't. Good. Perfect.
Where will the needles go? Will they go primarily in his head?
Into my testicles.
If you're lucky.
Can you say that? Did you hit the delay?
No, that's fine.
All right, thank you.
Okay.
I'm vanilla, you know, Rob.
I don't say
things like that very often. What?
No, use that mic. Use the hand mic because the hand mic has actually replaced that mic.
Okay.
Thank you.
Very good.
Buzz, be a little more assertive. She's a girl. Come on now.
She won't bite.
Right.
Unless.
Buzzbee, what's the latest commercial?
She will poke you with needles.
The Bear Grylls commercial for Discovery Channel.
Oh,
I did that yesterday.
All right. Great.
That's good. Boom.
Thank you.
Okay.
All right.
Thank
now,
you.
See, these are Santa. These.
Well, then, that's
well, then
fine.
Yeah.
I see that you've got sanitized needles. These are all individually packed.
Yes.
Right?
This is our assortment that we have to go on.
But, of course, after she uses the needles, we will get those right out to our listening audience. So if anyone would like to use them at home.
Well, what I'd like to do is use
needles used by me.
I'd like to use it to clone you.
I'm going to put them up on eBay.
What did I see about clones? Was there something on TV about clones last night?
Something on the radio last night where a guy called people clones.
Oh, that's... No, there was a TV show about clones, I think.
I missed that show.
Is this my migraine talking right now?
It might be a little.
What the hell was it, clones?
They've been in the news.
Oh, hold on. Busby, we ask you to do one job. It's put the microphone in front of her face.
I'm trying.
All right, she said this is gonna hurt.
Where's the needle going, Mike?
Just for a second. Right into the side of his pinky.
And that's going to help his head?
I'm waiting.
It is. Okay, so I want you to close your eyes, and I want you to notice the...
See, you said this is going to hurt, and I immediately tensed up a little.
Okay.
Right.
It's okay. I'm here with you.
Relax.
All right. Yes.
Are my hands nice and cool?
They're nice cool. I like cool hands. Very nice. All right.
Okay. And
close my eyes?
Yeah, focus on your temples.
My temples.
As your temples are about to release.
He's inserting a needle into his little finger on his left hand.
All
right. Or right hand,
rather. Let the healing begin.
Oh. Yes. Yes, Allison.
Did it hurt?
Yes. What?
Did it hurt?
I don't know, Rob. I love you.
Are you well?
I'm well. Doing fine. Now, where's the next needle going, Allison?
Right here on the side of your thumb.
On his right hand. Two needles now there in that hand.
All right.
Can he move his hand to show me how it looks?
If he wants to.
Hey, Rob.
I'm going to walk over there.
I've lost a little bit of the feeling in my right thigh.
I think he's stroking out.
This is David Brinkley.
He's got needles in his hand, Buzz.
I do.
I see that.
Bethann, if we can get a picture so people know that I'm telling the truth here. Why does it have to be?
All right.
The fingers.
Yes, the fingers are always the
near
best
the
part.
Nail on his middle finger.
One would think she'd put them in the forehead, but no, she puts them in the fingers.
Well, how's your head?
Hold on. It's difficult when you've got headphones. Mm-hmm. You're thinking about a radio show.
Well,
but
don't think about the show.
The right side feels a little bit better. Is that right?
That's, well, you said the right side hurt more, right?
Left side.
Left side hurt more. Yeah, I'm sorry. Yeah.
Damn it, Allison.
I'm sorry.
But no, I feel like less logy on the right side.
Okay.
But the left side, I still feel a little bit. Is that the way it works normally?
Yeah. Okay. Side to side.
Oh, she's twisting them now. She's twisting them.
And how does that feel? Is that an odd sensation?
Now, as soon as she puts it in, as soon as she puts each one in, it immediately, the pain goes away in the hand, and now I'm a little less logy on the right side, and maybe a little less logy on the left side, just ever so slightly.
Wow. Okay.
I feel more alert.
Good.
I'm coming over to the other
That's
side.
That's amazing.
You're going to be putting them in the fingers on the other side?
No, I think I'm going to move on from the fingers.
And Allison, this is all about nerves being connected to each other?
No,
it's just a voodoo then.
Yeah. It's
all right. Well, let's get this on first of all. Buzz has got to do his second buzz of the day. Otherwise, we're not going to have time to talk to Rodney Allen Baker.
Rodney Allen Rippey?
I'm sorry.
Leslie. It's
David Lynn. No, Michael Ogden Lynn. Baker.
Leslie from The Office.
Anthony Philip, Michael.
Philip Thomas Baker.
That's what it is. Will be.
Stanley from The Office. That's you know who we're talking about.
That's right.
Philip Seymour Baker will be on the on the show. There it goes into the pinky toe. Are we going to take a photograph of this?
I imagine our producer is bringing a camera.
I don't know
right
where
now.
She is right now.
There is
now.
No blood, but
don't
you know
what
have
she's doing.
Needles in both hands.
Okay. How long, Allison, does one leave these needles in the hands?
We're going to hang out until your head stops hurting.
Okay, very good.
Friday.
Might I remove your shoes for you, sir?
Oh,
hey.
Really? Okay. Yeah.
They're
boots, so it's a little. Thank God I'm wearing clean socks.
They
got to really yank those, Allison. They're really.
He has beautiful feet.
Mike enjoys footplay.
I've got very. Yes, I do.
He's waited a lifetime to hear those words. May I remove your shoes?
I am really, really getting excited right now.
I can tell.
All right. Go ahead, Buzz. What's your second buzz of the day?
Pretty soon she'll have something else to put a needle in.
She's going to be working on my feet right now. Excuse me. Excuse me. I got all phlegmy. I'm sorry. Beth Ann McBride, come to the studio. How many times do we have to call her?
As many as it takes.
That, you know what? What did she say? People, I'm saying things to people, but they're not listening.
Yeah. And that's what causes.
Well, you don't need to answer the phone now. Look at this. My shoes are off. Are we going to get a picture of this for the website? I was thinking about the listening audience. Are you putting a needle in me right now?
Not at this very second, because I was going to ask you if it's tender right here.
Yeah, maybe a little bit.
Yeah.
Why are your hands outstretched like that?
Because he has needles in them. Look.
Oh, my God.
I have needles in my hands.
That's how acupuncture works.
Jesus.
Yeah, like Jesus.
Okay. Just like Jesus.
That's the point that releases
stigmata.
Anger.
Stigmata. So that's why
God.
Were you
that
even?
That explains the goodness.
See, this is the person that doesn't listen. Were you even listening to the broadcast? Did you even listen while I was getting prodded with needles on the show?
I have people that want to be shaved. I have rules to do.
All right,
I
let's
have
get a little
phones.
Picture of this, because when I'm suffering, I like
I
to
know.
Share it.
Uh-huh.
All right. Thank you, Beth Ann.
Can we get a headache update?
I feel maybe a little better. It's still a little bit tough on the left side, to be honest with you.
Okay, we're not done.
All right, go ahead, Buzz. What?
They look like they're praying, too.
Yes, I'm enjoying every minute of
Mike
this.
Mike has people at his feet.
Buzz has been trying to start the news
Meanwhile,
for about 20 minutes.
Here's your second buzz of the day. After hearing that the D.C. madam had committed suicide, the U.S. Attorney's Office of D.C. offered condolences to the family of Deborah Jean Palfrey, but declined any further comment. The 52-year-old woman was convicted 2 weeks ago on charges that included racketeering and money laundering. She was accused of running an expensive D.C. call girl ring. She had been free pending sentencing in July. She was staying with her mother in Florida. Police say Palfrey's body was found in a storage shed alongside written notes. She had apparently hanged herself.
Oh, that's a shame. I wish I could feel sympathy for anyone, but I'm kind of self-absorbed right now.
For a change. It's about time, Mike.
I have needles.
Yeah, take some you time.
I have needles in me. Thank you.
Barbara Walters says she once had an affair with married U.S. Senator Edward Brooke, whom she remembers as exciting and brilliant.
I'm very, very sexy. Ooh, that was in my toe.
Brooke.
She just put a needle in my toe.
Which toe?
I don't think of Barbara as a sexual creature in any way, shape, or
Senator
form.
Senator Brooke apparently did. Right. Appearing on Oprah, which will air next Tuesday, Barbara Walters says her relationship with Brooke lasted several years in the 70s, and a moderate Republican from Massachusetts who took office in 67, Brooke was the first African-American to be popularly elected to the Senate. Mm-hmm. Walter says they both knew that public knowledge of their affair could have ruined his career as well as hers.
A little salt and pepper romance?
Brown sugar.
Apparently wonderful. So. All right, Barbara.
You don't think Barbara has a sexy thing about her maybe 20, 30, 40 years ago?
Yeah, no. I do.
I do.
I do.
No.
No, a long time ago, yeah.
Even way back when she had. It's the whole Saturday Night Live Baba Wawa thing.
No, but even before that.
That would be about the last time of it, but I think in her day.
She was old then.
Isn't she 80?
At least.
I think my headache feels better.
Excellent. How many needles are in you?
I've got one in my thumb, one in my FU finger, one in my pinky finger on the right side.
On the right hand.
Then another one in my pinky on the left side. Then one in my foot on the left side and one in my foot on the right side. Are we almost out of needles?
I got six.
One left.
Oh, you got there was
is
seven?
Is this the key
where
needle?
We're going to wait and see. You know, you said you're starting to feel, but you know, you got to give it some time.
Can I make a suggestion? No, I'm kidding.
What suggestion were you going to
make? No, it was going to be something foul, I'm sure.
Right. I take requests.
Put it in his nose.
Put it in his nose.
That's
just
not
on the
foul.
Tip of his nose.
I got your nose right here.
Hey,
sex machine, what's going on with the news? Buzz isn't paying attention to his news anymore.
No, he's staring at the acupuncturist.
The U.S. is having its largest outbreak of measles since 2001. Centers for Disease Control report the outbreak is affecting 9 states so far, with at least 64 people ranging from infants to the elderly reported to now have measles.
Can you cure measles with acupuncture? I think I was just drooling. Yeah. I was just drooling a little bit.
Most of the victims apparently picked up the virus in another country.
Have you had measles, Buzz?
I never have.
I think it's sort of a dead thing. I mean, you don't see it a lot anymore.
Have you had measles, Rob?
I never have. I've had the chicken pox.
Americans are apparently bringing it in from the third world in their travels.
I think I've had the measles.
I've had the scarlet fever.
Have you really?
Yeah.
Really?
Oh, that sucked. I had scarlet fever and chicken pox back to back. I missed 4 weeks of seventh grade.
I had scarlatina.
Scratch your head.
Oh, you're scratching my head now.
Which is the kind of scarlet fever ballerinas get.
Nice. She's rubbing my head.
Scientists believe
I have a headache.
Food scientists believe they've finally figured out why absinthe has always had such a magical quality and such a dangerous reputation. What is it about this liquor over all the others that makes it so trippy as to inspire Van Gogh and Oscar Wilde and so many other authors and artists?
Buzz, before you, and I am interested in this absinthe story.
Of course,
story.
A lot of people are.
Did you put a needle in my head?
I did.
I see it. It's like an antenna. Oh, you can now get free HBO.
I really have to point this out. Where she put that needle is like right kind of where I do have another area of like weird little pain, and that's I felt that like right away.
Do you think the pain is because you have a needle in your head?
I got needles. No, it'll only happen as you've used all of them, right? You've used all your needles.
I reserve the right to move them around.
Yeah, she will move them around.
How's your head? How's your loginess?
It's better. The last time she treated me when she I found that I really responded well when she put them in my eyes. No, just kidding. Tell us about absinthe. I'm very curious.
Well, we've always thought, and we always wanted to believe, it was the wormwood, that mystical English garden herb that contains thujone, which apparently bears some chemical resemblance to the THC in marijuana.
That's supposed to be the crazy stuff that makes you see things.
That's what we thought, but this new study shows it's not the thujone, it's the alcohol.
Oh.
While vodka and gin and whiskey are usually, say, 90 proof.
I'm out here all alone.
I can't clap.
Thank you.
Thank you very much. Yes.
You're used to 90 proof. Absinthe has traditionally been blended at around 140 proof.
Yes. And it's delicious, too, if you make it the way you make it, Buzz.
The alcohol, not the thujone.
So just the extra boost of alcohol makes you write really good.
That's it, Rob, and thank you for listening.
Sorry about that. I wasn't paying attention. Yeah, I was getting my picture taken.
See, I don't expect any more for you because you have needles in you.
Yeah, and I feel like the headache is a little bit better than it was. I mean, it really is. I have to tell the truth. It's a little bit better than it was before. And I feel like my ability to speak is better, too.
Yeah, much better.
Mrs. Craig.
Thank you very much. You're wearing green so you can hide. You're a tramp.
This study on absinthe that determined it was the alcohol and not the thujone is based on droplets found in absinthe bottles dating back to Europe, back to the 1900s.
Back in the John Adams days, right?
Or even before.
Well, you could bet that the Buzz didn't have those bottles because there wouldn't have been a drop left.
What do you remember, though, back then, when it was, the 1700s?
The 1700s. Clothes were different, styles, public behavior was different, but the thing that probably stands out in my memory more than anything else is just how damn cold it was.
Thank you, Buzz.
A civil liberties group has declared New York City the marijuana arrest capital of the world.
Boo.
Every day, ladies and gentlemen.
Not every day.
Every day.
1 or 2 days a week.
Right. You took his antenna out.
I did.
She's moving
I'd like
it.
To put it somewhere else.
She's moving it. She's going to put it in somewhere else.
So would I.
Oh, naughty boy.
Nearly 500,000 people, 400,000 busted in New York City in the last 10 years. Wow. 52% were black, 31% Hispanic, 15% white. Most were found in possession of less than 8 ounces.
What just happened?
She put it in an area which made my whole hand twitch. And and I think really that I can't say this on the radio, but I've gotten bigger.
That's not the needle.
Yes. Sorry. Sorry.
Did
what were you,
you
saying, Buzz?
Did you expect that switch?
Yes.
Oh, okay, good. Ooh. He's not dying.
Not yet.
Okay.
Help! Help!
The former manager of a medical marijuana store in Los Angeles has been sentenced to 5 years in prison and 1,500 hours of community service. 56-year-old John Carberry apparently overstepped his bounds on the service he had been providing to the community, yeah. Partly by selling a soda called Toke, a candy bar called Keef Kat, and a peanut butter called Trippy.
I see an endorsement in your future. I'm Buzz Burbank for Toke.
John could have gotten 20 years in prison. Things go better.
Can't
with
the
I can't press anything.
A toke
like
and a smile.
No, I'm still trying to find it. Allison, I'm not good at that. Rob will tell you that. I can't find my sounds.
What sound are you looking for?
Is toke like a regular soda with marijuana in it?
I don't know what it did. He sold it and he got in trouble for it.
They're so nice, they picked me as their spokesman because I'm nice.
Buzz Burbank for toke. New Toke soda.
It's the real thing.
You can be thirsty and hungry.
Coming up in the final buzz, Clinton closes in on Obama.
Uh-oh.
I'm Buzz Burbank on the Mike O'Mara Show.
Thank you, Buzz. I now have them 1, 2, 3, 4 needles in my right hand, 1 in my left hand, and still 2 in my feet. Right, Allison?
True.
And it doesn't matter even if I don't get cured as long as Allison's in here. Right?
Very nice.
Boys. What are we doing next?
Since I ran out of needles, I was thinking maybe massage would handle the rest.
Oh, most definitely. Do we have Leslie David Baker coming up?
Yes, we do.
Oh, very exciting. We will have Leslie David Baker and, of course, more of your phone calls at 877-365-3636. More coming up on The Big Show.
It's The Mike O'Mara Show.